I can remember some things, and maybe even to some detail, but I can't remember everything, right? In a college, at Faith Baptist Bible College, they had a New Testament survey. How many books in the New Testament, kids? 27. 27 books in the New Testament. And they had us memorize who wrote them and, you know, the kind of the general background, all in a semester's time. Of course, you had to read through the New Testament and you did that. They broke the Old Testament. How many books in the Old Testament? 39 books in the Old Testament. By the way, there's a lot more Old Testament, right, when you look at it. They broke that into two sections at Faith. One was Old Testament law, history, and poetry. So the first part of the Bible. And then Old Testament prophets from Isaiah onward, I guess. And that each one was a 3-credit-hour class. A lot to cover. And of course, you had to read through everything to do that. But I just couldn't remember everything. And even though it helped me to go over some of these books, I just couldn't fit it all together. It was like staring at a bunch of puzzle pieces to me. Somewhere along the line, I think it was while I was at Faith, but maybe it was after I started here at Northridge as the pastor, True Bible Baptist Church hosted Walk Through the Bible. You ever been, anyone here been through a Walk Through the Bible seminar? Do you know what I'm talking about? A Walk Through the Bible basically helps you to remember like a running stream, all this stuff. And this was just for the Old Testament. And it was good. I'm not saying it was good, but there were 71 points to remember. And I'm like, I'll have to work on memorizing these every day to remember them. I just won't remember them. Because it was, you know, there was just the whole flow. And they did geography as well as kind of where you stood and stuff too. But I was like, I'm just like lost. Because I can't, 71 points. And that was like in a Sunday afternoon or something. Again, not bad, but I just couldn't keep it all in my head. It was not usable information for me. So I started working on my own overview. And over time, it's, you know, I've added to it and all of that. So I'm still not done with it because there's more I want to do with it. But it's something you can learn. And there's only 12 main points. Okay, and it's a chronological run through the entire Bible at a very high altitude, an overview. There's 8 points in the Old Testament, 4 points in the New Testament. Now, each one has subpoints, but if you can remember the main points, a lot of times you can remember the subpoints. It's like remembering a skeleton and it hinges on those points. So if you can remember the 12 points, a lot of the points you can remember the subpoints. Okay, so it's pretty easy that way. So what this does, at least for me, ever since I did this, it's helped me when I'm reading the Bible, I can mentally figure that whatever I'm reading fits into one of these slots. It helps me to categorize where this belongs in time, how it relates to other things and all of that. And honestly, it helps you to put a context to everything you're reading in Scripture. So, and it's not that hard. It is a high level. It doesn't go into a huge amount of details, you'll see. I think the most points of any subpoints, I think 3 of them have 5 points. And they're not that hard to remember. Okay, so what I'd like to do is go through this. I've gone over this and reviewed the entire Bible in 5 minutes with somebody before. I've also used this as we did this, Carissa was in the class. We did a 12-point Bible overview, Ken Pardock, his wife Deb, there's different people, I can't remember who all was in the class, but we spent 12 weeks, I think it was actually like 15 weeks because we did some extra stuff with it. So there's as much, I've done home Bible studies with this to help people understand what's going on too. So that's the purpose of the 12-point Bible overview. I'm not going to give you any notes right now because I just want you to listen and pay attention. And honestly, it's like one of the 5-finger things or whatever. It's something that you can easily remember. Okay, it doesn't take a whole lot of review to do that. And it's just very logical. There's 8 points in the Old Testament, 4 points in the New. 12-point Bible overview. And it's honestly very easy to remember. So let's get started here. I guess we'll leave those lights on because you'll need to see me too. All right, let's pray, Lord. Okay, Lord, just help us. Lord, this is a different kind of sermon, a different kind of study, but it's something that equips us to be able to use other things that we learn, and it helps us to kind of understand the Bible all in one fell swoop. And we pray that you would help us to be good students of the Word and understand how it all fits together. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, I'm going to give you the 12 points first, okay? Just in your head before I show you anything. Lynn's recording on purpose here. I'll try and stay within the scope, Lynn, sorry. I walk around, especially when I do this. But there's four events, four people. That's the first two. Four events, four people. The next point is Moses, Joshua, Judges. Those are even books of the Bible that go in order, right? Easy to remember. Kings, captivity, and return. Four events, four people: Moses, Joshua, Judges, Kings, captivity, return. Now those will all make sense shortly. There's 400 silent years. That's not one of the points, but there's 400 silent years, and then there's 4 points in the New Testament: Savior, Church, end times, and eternity. Okay? So four events, four people: Moses, Joshua, Judges, Kings, captivity, return, Savior, Church, end times, eternity. That's the entire Bible in 12 points, chronologically. Okay? Now this will help you fit in more. Now the first one's 4 points. It's pretty cool because in our timeline, we've covered these 4 points. Okay? Here's the four events, four people: Moses, Joshua, Judges, Kings, captivity, and return. Sorry, you can't. Josh, Joe, can you move this maybe over there? Just move the pulpit. I think I'm disconnected. Yeah, just move it over there. That way the low stuff can be seen by everybody. Okay? Then you can see the pretty flower better too. Okay? So there's four events, four people: Moses, Joshua, Judges, Kings, captivity, return. That's the entire Old Testament chronologically. The New Testament: Savior, Church, end times, and eternity. The entire Bible in 12 points. Okay? Now we break these down. God's overview in the Old Testament: four events. These will make very good sense to you if you've been in Sunday school at all. Okay? Four events: creation, the fall, the flood, and Babel, we call it, okay? It covers the first 10 chapters of the Bible. Chapter 10 of Genesis is the Tower of Babel, okay? The time is roughly 4,000 BC it starts, and it goes for roughly 2,000 years. So I tell people, well, the timeline seems to be taking a while. I'm having a good time, so I hope you are. But a sixth of the entire overview is in the book of Genesis, you'll see. The first 10 chapters of the Bible cover 2,000 years. So there's a lot of information in a short amount of time. This is the way I do it so you can remember it, okay? I help the kids do stuff for Bible memory. This also helps too, and many of you have seen this before. That's okay. That's why I review it every year, because it helps us to get it. But creation, we just make a world. We take our hands and just make a shape from the bottom up, okay? So the hands down at the bottom, and then you basically make a circle, raising your hands to the top, okay? So creation, and then the fall. The fall, you just fall. Okay, that's pretty easy. Drop your hands. And then the flood, we go like this. It's water. The flood. And then Babel, what resulted at the Tower of Babel? Confusion and the dispersing of people. So Babel is going out, pushing your hands out. So creation, fall, flood, Babel. And you can do that with me if you want, or you can just watch me, okay? But it helps you to remember, okay? So creation, fall, flood, Babel. That's four events, okay? Genesis chapter 1 through Genesis chapter 10. Now, four people. We're actually studying the first person in this four people. So, four events, four people. And this is how I remember them, okay? Abraham. Who's Abraham's son? Isaac. Who's the promised son of Isaac? Jacob. And then who's the main character in the rest of, from chapter 37 of Genesis all the way to the end of Genesis? Joseph. That Genesis talks all about Joseph. That's the primary focus. So Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph. Is that hard to remember? Anyone here? Abraham, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, right? You heard that all the time in the Bible. And then Joseph, he's in the book of Genesis. He's the one that sold into Egypt, and then he helps rescue his family, basically, from the famine. So, four events: creation, fall, flood, Babel, and then four people. It's just Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph. Nothing hard there, right? What did I do with my thingy, Bob? Here we go. I should advance to the next one. Four people: Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph. Notice it's about 300 years in a time frame. Remember, they lived a little longer. So we're on Abraham. We're getting close to the birth of Isaac and the death of Abraham. It's getting toward there. So in the book of Genesis, the adult class is studying the end of chapter 18. So that gives you an idea. But this covers these four patriarchs, they're called. Father leader is what patriarch means. Arch is from leader and patri is father. But patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph. And it's the rest of the chapters in Genesis. And that covers 300 years. So the first 10 chapters of Genesis cover 2,000 years. The last, 40 chapters cover 300 years. Okay? So what do we have? Four events: creation, fall, flood, Babel. Four people: Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph. We've covered the book of Genesis. 2 points out of the 12 are the book of Genesis. Genesis is that foundational, that important. The next one now, when you think, just think in your mind, okay? Who comes after Joseph? Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, right? So here's Joseph. Joseph dies at the end of Genesis. Who comes on the scene after Joseph? What's the book after Genesis? Exodus. Moses, right? Man, kill all your babies. You know, there's a Pharaoh that arose that did not know Joseph, and he told him to kill other babies and all of that. And one mother and one father did not do that. They hid Joseph or Moses in the bulrushes, right? So Moses, if you think that who's after Joseph, Moses comes on the scene. So if you remember Moses, you've got the third point. Okay? Now I'm going to tell you before I show you. How do you spell Moses? M-O-S-E-S. Did I get that right, guy? Not sure? M-O-S-E-S. That's the first letter of each of the 5 points. Okay? Four events, four people, Moses. First point starts with what? The letter what? M. Okay? In the Moses point. Moses. What happens in the book of Exodus? Remember what Exodus is all about? You've seen the movie, right? They filmed it. It happened. What happened? They left Egypt. Exodus. You know what Exodus means? You see the exit sign over here? That's it, exit. X is out. Odus is way. It's the way out. Exodus. Mass exit. That's what the M stands for. Say that with me. Mass exit. How many people left Egypt? All the Israelites and even more people came with them. Any idea how many people left Egypt? They think over 2 million people, possibly 2.5 million people. Do you know how many people are in Iowa? Less than 3 million people. That's how many people that the Jews had grown to. Okay? So mass exit is pretty much the book of Exodus. And again, it's an overview. It's not covering all the plagues, but that helps you remember all that's around there, okay? Mass exit. It was this whole group going through the Red Sea, right? What's the next letter? M for mass exit. O, one of the things that you want to remember in the book of Exodus is that God gave the law. So we say, to use the word O, ordinances. It's an old-fashioned word for law. Ordinances given. God gave the Ten Commandments in Exodus chapter 20, and also a whole bunch of other commands. Okay, not just the Ten. The Ten was kind of like an overview. So, ordinances given. Can you say that? Ordinances given. Each of these is two words. Mass exit, ordinances given. Next letter in Moses. What did they do when they get close to the promised land? Moses sent out 12. So spies sent. The S, first S stands for spies sent. Mass exit. Everyone left, right? God, 10 plagues. They go through the Red Sea. Ordinance is given. They're at the Mount Sinai. God gives them the law. S is spies sent. They send 12 spies in, and they come back and say, let's go do it, right? What happened? 10 spies said, ain't no way. That's my paraphrase. They're too big. They're too many. We're little. We can't do it. 2 spies, Joshua and Caleb, said, yes, we can. God said we could. Of course we can. God said, you know what? Because you said you wouldn't go in, and you said it was because of our children, we'll all get destroyed, I'm going to let you do what for 40 years? Wander in the wilderness for 40 years. So the E, M-O-S-E, stands for extended wandering. Extend 40 years is pretty much extended, isn't it? If I have to wait 40 minutes for lunch, that's extended to me. 40 years in the wilderness, wandering till when? They all died, right? All of that generation, 20 years old and upward, extended wandering. That's the book of Numbers, by the way. The book of wanderings, the Numbers, okay? So you have M for Moses, M for mass exit, right? O for ordinances given, that's Mount Sinai. S is the spies were sent. Nope, we won't go in. Okay, extended wandering. And then we come to the book of Deuteronomy. We've got Exodus, mass exit, and the ordinances given. We have extended wandering because we won't go in. We have the second S, Deuteronomy. When you say Deuteronomy, what does it sound like? Doesn't it sound like a musical term? When two people sing, it's called a what? Duet. It's two. Think of two. That's what deuter is. Deuter is two. Onomy, we have economy. That's the same word. Onomy, it's deuteronomy. It means law. So you have second law. Economy is house law. That's what it means. Taxonomy is, I can't remember what taxonomy, the study of the figures or something. I don't know. But so it's the second law. It's the second time the law was given. Did you know that the Ten Commandments are listed twice in the Old Testament? They were given 2 times. Not just because Moses broke them the first time, but at the end of their 40-year wandering, in Deuteronomy chapter, 5 or 6, it's one of those two, God repeats the Ten Commandments. So it's the second law, and he gives them more than just the Ten Commandments, but he repeats the Ten Commandments. So Deuteronomy is the second giving of the law, the second law. That's what the S stands for, okay? So you have M stands for what? Mass exit, right? Exodus. It's not like this, actually. It's orderly. Mass exit, right? Ordinances given. Spies sent. We actually did an S like this. Spies sent to help remember. This is in our class. Take an S and then turn it like this. It's the spies sent, looking out binoculars or whatever. Extended wandering. And then the second law. Okay, the second law. So Moses, mass exit, ordinances given, spies sent, extended wandering, second law. All right? So we have four events: creation, fall, flood, Babel. We have four people: Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph. Then who comes after Joseph? Moses. So Moses, I know that. Mass exit is M. O stands for ordinances given. S stands for spies sent. E is extended wandering. And then S is second law. Okay, what did we do for S? Second law. So you have 3 points. You're all the way through the first 5 books of the Bible. Let's review that last one here. See, it's Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Mass exit. Everyone leaves through the Red Sea, right? All the Jews. The ordinances are given at Mount Sinai. Spies sent at the edge of Kadesh Barnea. They send spies in, and 10 come back and say no. 2 come back and say yes. They're told to wander in the wilderness, extended wandering, for 40 years till they all die, that generation. And then the second giving of the law in the book of Deuteronomy. And notice here, you probably can see it already, but there's a M-O-S-E-S. See, it spells Moses. That's the idea. It helps you remember. Okay? Joshua is next. I should have let you guess that. Who's Moses' helper? Who comes after Moses? Joshua. Okay? So it's easy to remember that. Again, if you remember one and you think, what comes next? Who comes next? You think of that. So what comes after, or who comes after Moses? It's Joshua. Joshua was his helper. And then God eventually said, Joshua will take your place, Moses. And this covers the book of Joshua. Not hard, right? So we have four events, four people: Moses, Joshua. We're halfway through the Old Testament as far as numbers go. These all start with the letter D. There's four of them. The book of Joshua covers 15 years. Joshua leads him into the promised land over dry land on the Jordan River. Do you remember the Jordan River dried up? And they walked across dry land there. Okay, how many times did Israel cross over in dry land where it should be bodies of water? 2 times. Red Sea and Jordan River. And then, what did they have to go do? They had to go defeat their enemy. So this is what happens. Moses dies at the end of Deuteronomy. So the Joshua chapter 1 is focused kind of on that. So we do like this. And even this week, some of us have had to do this. But we do this. It's draw strength. God talks to Joshua. He says, Moses, my servant, is dead. You go grieve for 30 days, and then it's now time to go in. So draw strength. Got that? You're like, your arm doesn't do it, Pastor. Draw strength. And then they have to go and defeat their enemies. So draw strength, defeat. Got that? The second D. Draw strength, defeat. And then what did they do? They have 12 tribes. What do they have to do to the land? What do they do for all the tribes? Where they're supposed to inherit the land, what do they have to do? They divide it. So divide. They divide the land between all the tribes. 2.5 tribes already have an inheritance on the east side of the Jordan. Remember that Reuben? Half tribe of Manasseh, and who was the other one? It's not Ephraim. Manasseh, you're right. Oh, well, it's half tribe of Manasseh and somebody else. I'll have to stop and think there. But anyway, so 2.5 tribes, if they all go in and fight, so the draw strength, defeat, divide. And that's what they do from Joshua chapter 2 through Joshua chapter 23. Joshua chapter 24 is a verse that's used a lot on door hangers, plaques, and even welcome mats. But it says, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It says, choose you this day whom you will serve. either the gods of Egypt or the God, the Almighty God. He says, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So chapter 24, I use chapter 1 is draw strength, defeat, divide, or the middle chapters, and then decide. Okay? Choose you this day. You decide this day who you're going to serve. Either the people are the gods of the Egypt or the true God. But it's for me and my house will serve the Lord. So it goes like this. Draw strength, defeat, divide, and decide. Four D's. Okay? By the way, you don't have to write any of this down because you get a note, right? This is just so you can get it in your head. So draw strength, and the idea is from God. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night. Only be strong in good courage, he goes on to say over and over. Defeat the enemy, divide, and decide for God. Draw strength, defeat, divide, decide. Okay? Four events. Creation, fall, flood, Babel. Four people. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph. That's the book of Genesis, those two. Then who comes after Joseph? Moses. Mass exit, ordinances given, spies sent, extended wandering, and second law. Okay? All the way through what's known as the Pentateuch, the five scrolls. That's what the Pentateuch means. That's the first five books of the Bible written by Moses. And then who comes after Moses? His helper, Joshua, is made the leader. And that lasts for 15 years. And the Bible says that after Joshua dies, the people, the generation that knew Joshua, walked with God and did what was right. But after Joshua, what's the book that comes after Joshua? Judges. It says that after that, they forgot and every man did what was what? Right in his own eyes. They did what was right in their own eyes. That sounds like today, doesn't it? Everyone decides what they want to do. But God is the giver of what is right and wrong. But the next point then is judges. Okay? Judges. See the arrows in the background? There's three arrows and they're going in a circle. They're pointing in a circle. This is what you want to remember for that. There's cycles. If you think of it as cycles, going in circles. In the book of Judges, it's one of the least favorite books of the Bible for me because it's so awful in many places. You get all the judges. What are judges? They're kind of like mini rulers, really. They help deliver people. They get oppressed, and then they get delivered by God. Everyone from Gideon to Samson to people that you've never heard of unless you read through your Bible, and then you forget them, like Shamgar and Othniel and people like that. Okay? But there's three. These all start with S's. There's four points, but three that repeat. Sin. The people of God, the people of Israel, sin. They forgot God, and they go and sin, and then someone takes them into slavery. They go into sin, and then someone takes them over, whether it's the Midianites or other people, but they get oppressed, okay? And then God will send them a savior. You can translate the word judge, savior, a deliverer, someone who delivers. And they kept going in cycles like that. Sin, slavery, and then God would send them a savior and deliver them. And then guess what? They fall back into sin. They go back into slavery. And then God would send them a deliverer when they cried out. Sometimes 20 or 40 years later, not the next day. But there's a cycle, at least seven cycles. Sin, slavery, savior. It's hard to say it fast. Sin, slavery, savior. Sin, slavery, savior. Okay, that cycle in Judges. And then, when you think of it too, the seven times through that, and then the last judge and the first well-known prophet starts with S. Samuel. So it goes like this, sin, slavery, savior, sin, slavery, savior, seven times, and then you go down to the last judge and the first prophet, and that's Samuel. Sin, slavery, savior, and then Samuel. Those are in within the circle, the first three. You see that? And Samuel's down below. Now, this helps you too. We've got four events, four people: Moses, Joshua, Judges. Okay? Whoa. Sorry. I'm not left-handed. I'm trying to drive this with my left hand. Okay. You already saw the next one maybe, but what did Samuel do? This helps you to remember. Samuel was used by God to ordain the first king. See how that connects? Each one of these kind of connects. You know, from Moses to Joshua. What's after Joshua? Judges. Samuel is the last judge, the first prophet who ordained the first king. Right? So that's the next one here. Kings. Very easy, and you know these kings. Who is the first king of Israel, as far as over all of Israel? Saul. S. Saul starts with an S. Who's after Saul? David. David was his harp player, his sword bearer, his armor bearer, right? So David, S, and then a D. Who's after David? Solomon, right? Right? David puts up Solomon. There's some fighting in there, but so S, D, S. What do you think the next one's going to be? D. Trust me. It's going to be D. Just so you can remember. It's a way to remember. S, D, S, D. Now, this last D is not a king's name. Saul lost his kingdom because he refused to obey God. Right? Rebellion is a sin, is witchcraft. God told Saul he refused to obey God fully. David takes over. Saul reigns for 40 years. David reigns for 40 years. Solomon reigns for 40 years. Solomon's son takes over. Do you remember his name? Rehoboam. He talked to his advisors and said, "What should I do?" All these people come to him and say, "You lighten up and we will serve you forever." And Rehoboam said, give me 3 days and then come back. He talks to his father's advisors and they say, "If you lighten up," Solomon's advisors, "if you lighten up, the people will serve you forever." He talks to his peers, those his age, and they said, "You know what? You need to set them straight now and tell them, you think my dad was tough. I'm going to be super tough. You think taxes are high now? You haven't seen anything yet." Who do you think he listened to? He listened to his peers rather than the wise advisors of his father. Rehoboam, the people come back in 3 days, and he said, "What's your answer?" He said, "You think my dad was tough? I'm going to be way tougher on you." And guess what? 10 tribes stand up and say, "We don't have anything to do with you." And Rehoboam split the kingdom. That's what the S stands for. Or actually the D, the divided kingdom. Okay? So that's where you go from one kingdom to the 10 northern tribes and the 12 southern tribes. You have 10 northern tribes, 2 southern tribes. They actually would even fight with one another, but each one has a king. From then on, you have a king in the north and a king in the south, king in the north, king in the south. Different, living and dying at different times. The key books are 1 and 2 Samuel. That's where you get Saul and David. 1 and 2 Kings, Saul and David. Chronicles, all of those. By the way, 1 and 2 Kings lists all the kings. I think there's 19 kings in the north, 17 in the south. There were no good kings in the north. There's only a handful of good kings in the south. Chronicles, too, it's more of an editorial. So Saul, David, Solomon, divided kingdom, SDSD. That's number 6, okay? So you have 4 events, creation, fall, flood, and Babel. 4 people, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, mass exit, ordinances given, spies sent, extended wandering, second law. Who comes after Moses? Joshua. Draw strength, defeat, divide, decide. 15 years. Judges, they arose people that did not know Joshua. They sin, slavery, savior. God would send a slaver, savior. Sin, slavery, savior, cycles of that. So at least 7. And then the last judge and the first well-known prophet is Samuel. And he's the one that ordained the first king. Now, this is how you get it from here. How do you remember the next one from here? There's only two more points in the whole Old Testament. You have divided kingdom at this point. What happens to the divided kingdoms? They both disobey God eventually. What happens to them? They're taken into captivity. So the next point is captivity. Okay? The northern tribes were and this is summarizing here, but they were attacked over and over again. But the northern tribes were eventually defeated by Assyria and hauled away into captivity. So the northern 10 tribes were attacked by Assyria, 722 BC, which you say, why do you use dates now? That's one of the key dates in the Old Testament. If you're studying the Bible, 722 is when they were defeated and they were carried off into captivity. Okay? The southern two tribes. Okay? They were carried off by Babylon in 586 BC. Ever heard of Daniel? He was hauled off then from the southern tribe of Judah. Okay? So the northern 10 tribes hauled away, not everyone, but they would always haul them away, a bunch of people, the good and the proud and all that, and the skilled. And then they would bring other people in. They kind of mix them up. And they would do that. All their defeated peoples, they would just try to mix them up so there's not a national loyalty or whatever. And same with the lower tribes. There were several carrying aways in the southern tribe. Daniel left on the first group. But took people and they brought people in, okay? So it kind of just devastated the land. What happened then after that? You're taken away. God told them that he actually told them he was going to carry them off into captivity for 70 years because they did not let the land sit idle as they should. They ignored what God said about the Sabbath and all this, the Sabbath years, things like that. So he let them sit for 70 years to make up for all the Sabbaths, amongst other things. They were rebellious. But then God, as far as the southern tribes were concerned, allowed there to be a return. There was actually three returns. Hello. There we go. There were three returns. And it spells the word Zen, if that helps you remember it. I'm not a Far Eastern religion person, but it spells Zen nonetheless, okay? There were three returns. The first one was under Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel was a descendant of David, and he's also an ancestor of both Mary and Joseph. He was a rightful heir to the throne. When Zerubbabel left, it was under the decree of Cyrus the king. He came to rebuild the temple. Okay, that's in the beginning part of Ezra. I think in the first six chapters of Ezra, they came and rebuilt the temple. It took them forever because they weren't motivated to do that. And so God sent them some prophets. You've heard of Haggai and Zechariah. That was during Zerubbabel's time. Okay. God then sent, the second part of Ezra was Ezra. Ezra came, chapters 7 through 10 of Ezra. There was a huge gap in time in Ezra. And then Ezra shows up. Zerubbabel returns with 50,000 people. Ezra returns with 5,000 people. He comes. He's a scribe. He knows the word of God, and he helps to encourage the people and actually help them to repent of their sin. The last one here, Zen, you've heard of this one. What's the last historical book of the Old Testament, do you know? Nehemiah. All of the prophets that follow that all fit in before then, except maybe Malachi, who prophesied on or about the time of Nehemiah. So when the book ends in, you know, Nehemiah, all of the prophets lived and prophesied in all of these other time frames, okay, before that. So I told you Haggai and Zechariah lived and prophesied during Zerubbabel's time in the first part of Ezra. You see them referred to there. So Nehemiah, and he rebuilt the wall. Okay, so Zerubbabel rebuilt the temple, Ezra rebuilt the people, and Nehemiah rebuilt the wall. Okay, do you think you can remember eight of them? What's the first one? Four events. Creation, fall, flood, Babel. Then what? Four people. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph. Who comes after Joseph? Moses. Mass exit, right? M stands for mass exit. O is ordinances given. S is spies sent. E is extended wandering. And then the second S is the second law. That's Deuteronomy. Who comes after Moses? Joshua. Joshua's his helper. Joshua draws strength, defeat the enemy of the land, divide the land, and then decide, choose you this day whom you will serve. What comes after Joshua? Judges. You have cycles. You think of cycles there in it. Sin, slavery, Savior. Sin, slavery, Savior. And we say at least seven times. And then the last judge and the first prophet is Samuel, the fourth S at the bottom. And he ordained the first king. So that reminds us of the kings. Who's the first king? Saul. How do you remember those? S-D-S-D, right? Saul, David, Solomon, and then what? The divided kingdom. You have divided kingdom. What happened to the divided kingdoms? They were carried off into captivity. There were two captivities. The 10 northern tribes carried away by Assyria. And if you remember 722 BC, that's a bonus. And the southern two tribes carried off by Babylon. That's Nebuchadnezzar, if you remember his story. In 586 BC was the first part of that. Okay? Okay. We got to stop, so we didn't finish everything here. But any questions for the Old Testament? I'll just leave it at that for now. Maybe we'll pick up the New Testament next week, or we'll see. But questions? Is it hard to remember? 8 points. If you remember 8 points first, try to remember the eight main points. Four events, four people, Moses, Joshua, Judges, kings, captivity, return. Just 8 points. That isn't even enough to use up all your fingers. And you just think of them in order. What comes next? What comes next? What or who comes next? Four events, four people, Moses, Joshua, Judges, kings, captivity, and return. That's the entire Old Testament in 8 points. And the longest subpoints to remember are five. There's five for Moses. We have a couple fives in the New Testament, but they're actually pretty easy too. So, okay. So when you go home today, someone asks you, what did you study in church? And so, well, I don't know, the pastor's kind of long-winded. He preached the entire Old Testament today. All right. Okay, let's pray. Lord, thank you for loving us and caring for us. Help us to be students of the Word so we can understand how it all fits together. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.